USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First she wasn't, then she was, now she's not. Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib will not visit Israel after securing permission to visit her elderly grandmother in the West Bank. Tlaib put out a statement, and in her words, saying, "Visiting my grandmother under these oppressive conditions would disrespect my grandmother." Concerns from farmers as a tariff war between the U.S. and China continues. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, she's a Republican, she joins Fox and Friends to discuss the impact of tariffs on her state and the trade talks going forward.
Well, it's been significant. Agriculture is our number one industry, and we are coming out of 4 or 5 years of very historically low commodity prices. Plus, this year in South Dakota, we've had our largest natural disaster in our state's history. We have been flooding since March, and it's been very damaging to our state.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A Tennessee death row inmate found guilty of two murders in the 1980s has been executed. Union County Sheriff Billy Breeding says he was asked to represent the victim's family at the execution.
I'm proud to say that justice has been carried out, and hopefully all families can get some closure.
The Tennessee Department of Corrections announced that 56-year-old Stephen Michael West was executed by electric chair in Nashville Thursday night. New Yorkers tell NBC News they will continue to go about their day as normal as police search for the person who placed two rice cookers in a lower Manhattan subway station.
I don't feel insecure.
Scary.
I feel completely safe.
This is where we live, so not going to move. Going to go to the grocery store, walk my dog as normal.
I don't feel safe walking around anymore.
Police are looking for now a tall, thin, light-skinned man wearing jeans and a blue T-shirt with a soccer ball image on the back. Now, he was spotted supposedly pushing a shopping cart near where the rice cookers were found. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
President Trump holding a Keep America Great Again rally in New Hampshire. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
Another lively Trump rally, this one in New Hampshire. President Trump pointing out a heckler who interrupts his speech.
That guy's got a serious weight problem. Go home, start exercising. Get him out of here, please. Got a bigger problem than I do. Got a bigger problem than all of us. Now he goes home and his mom says, "What the hell have you just done?"
Now, during his remarks in Manchester, the president tackles what he believes is the Democratic agenda.
The radical Democrats are trying to tear America apart. They vilify anyone who doesn't share their extreme views.
The president has no public events scheduled for Friday. Today marks 42 years since rock and roll star Elvis Presley died. A vigil was held Thursday for the King at his Graceland estate in Memphis, Tennessee. These fans say they'll always remember Elvis.
I've always been a fan since I was about 15. I've always wanted to come, and I had the opportunity.
I've been an Elvis fan since I was 14 years old, and now I get to live my dream and bring people to Memphis every year.
Presley died of a heart attack at the age of 42. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.